praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Love Truth Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. I would like to take time out to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this wonderful blessing and opportunity. I'd like to thank my listening audience for taking time to listen to my show today. And thanks to Blog Talk Radio for their platform, as well as Google for their platform. Today is Martin Luther King Day, his birthday. So we want to celebrate it and say to him, let him see the service. This is part of my service. I take care of my 90-year-young mom, and whatever your service may be, doing things to please the kingdom of God, and to lift up the name of God's servant into the earth. And that's Martin Luther King for the wonderful legacy he left behind, him and his beautiful wife. So we want to say thank to the King's family for keeping their fam, their father legacy alive. And today's topic today is wisdom. So I want y'all to just rejoice and know who Jesus is for your personal life. Today, the scripture that I'm going to be reading from is about, you know, Martin Luther King had a dream. And his dream was to make life better for other people. And that's one of the things that the church I belong to, New Summers Baptist Church, under the leadership of Bishop Thomas. And he taught me, you know, a church about making life better for somebody else. And that's the same one of the legacy, part of Martin Luther King. He fought a good fight, made a difference in our lives to where we are today. And we still have a lot of work to do. So we're going to talk about Habakkuk and the book in the Old Testament, the King James Version, and talk about vision, having a dream. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the word vision and make it plain upon the tables, so he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So that's just Habakkuk 2, verse 1 through 4, and also I'm going to go to Proverbs chapter 16, I'm going to read a couple from there. The preparation of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the way of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy work unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Thy thoughts shall be established. And I'm going to go to Psalms 20, verse 1 to 4. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offering and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Salah. Grant thee according to thy own heart. Fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set upon our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Now, know I that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. They are brought down, and falling, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. I'm going to go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, give you thanks and praise for this glorious day that you have made. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday is today. As he rests in your care, we pray that people out there in the world, no matter where they are in the United States or around the globe, that they operate in love and peace towards each other, lifting up the name above our name, your name, Jesus Christ, upon the earth. And whatever servitude work they're doing through courses, and maybe they're taking care of an elder person or a person who got the type of disability, or they're out and about helping somebody. Let them do it in love and peace and joy. God, we ask that you touch our hearts and bring all men to repentance as they work throughout the day or as they resting or taking a nap. Let them hear your voice, God. Let them know what repentance means, about turning their heart towards you and walking away from darkness. We ask, God, that every man, woman, boy, or girl recognize who you are, and they will hear your voice and know what good and bad is so they can live a life of good. And by living good, they have to know you. But they can start with starting to try to live a life of love, peace, and joy. So I pray this, God, as they seek your kingdom with all their heart, as we continue to seek your kingdom with all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And those who have not prayed, that they will. We declare these things and believe these things by your mighty name, Jesus Christ. As we go forth this day, knowing that you are with us, you never leave us, you never forsake us. And as we pray this, that we have a glorious day and a safe day in your name. We pray for the people who are depressed, who are homeless, who shout out, who are going through something like a depression, or they're homeless, or maybe they got a roof over their head but they don't got clothes in their back, or they have that, or they don't have food in their stomach, that you will make it a way that they have all those things. And allow us who desire to do it, be able to do it, and those who have the means, be, have the heart to do so, dear God, out of love, peace, and joy, not judgment. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you bring down all the high powers, or they think they're in power, or the administration that we have right now, the entire administration around the globe who's about selfishness, who's about hurting people, destroying people, hating people because they don't operate them or look like them or speak like them. We ask that you bring down those high towers, God, and disintegrate them and let them know who you are. Bring their heart from wickedness to love. We ask all the work of the devil, the work of the ones who are doing the work of the devil, that they will stop doing the work of the devil. That you have created all that in your image, so they need to recognize you as their God and to operate as children of yours, God. And those who belong to the devil, who are chosen to God, who is not your chosen God, who is the devil's chosen, we ask you to reveal who they are and rebuke and destroy them from the face of the earth, from our presence, no matter we in a dream state or wild work, no matter what state we in. We ask these in all things in your holy, righteous name, dear Jesus. And as we celebrate this day, I started with the book of Habakkuk about writing a vision, a plan. Everything is a plan and a process. It took you 7 days you created the earth, 6 days as you created the earth and man on the sixth day. The 5 days you created the earth and everything you put in the earth. 5th to 6th day you created man, 7th day you rested. So allow man to know this and that we operate on divine order. But we hear you when we make it, write our plans out. As we write it on our heart, the temple of our heart, as we write it on our billboard or write it on a tablet or a piece of paper, whatever we write it on, God, that we try to help us stay focus on it and operate in that plan. Let that plan be a plan to make lives different for other people, not selfishness plan. And so we ask these and all things in your holy name as we work out our plan. But you is the one who established our steps. You said, as we commit our work to you, and thy thoughts shall be established as we commit our work to you. So all the work of Love Truth Ministry, of Movement Unlimited from Arts Company, Movement Unlimited Travel, Purpose Driven Travel One, the National Black Unity News, all that we're doing, other things you know we're doing, as well as all of the of New Summer Baptist Church, Gospel Tabernacle Baptist Church, Purpose for Life Ministry, Life Builder Church, Love Crown Church, that we ask that, and other churches and people who are doing things out of love to help people. They're not racist, they're not bigot, they're not wicked. Allow our step, our work be established, that the plans you have us do, write it down and see it through. Give us strength. As we end this day, as I'm ending this call, I just want to lift you up, Jesus. I'm going to end it with this part of this song. Then I'm going to go to the Martin Luther King song. People, enjoy your day. Hope you can hear this. I got this off of YouTube, a knowledge, because sing about Martin. And it's a non-profit activist who put this out. I don't see another name, but I'm hopefully you can hear it. And I'm going to play it, a little bit of it. Then I'm going to go to Happy Birthday song by, you know, that by Stevie Wonder. So I'm going to pull that up. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in Jesus' name. We will rejoice in Jesus' name. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the Love Truth Ministry Show for today. Go out and celebrate the Martin Luther King birthday. If you're able to get out and about, make a difference in somebody's life. It can be give somebody a seat on the bus, an older person, or a young man give a young lady, or a young lady, depends on the man, if it's an older man, or somebody with some type of, who needed help, they got a child in their arm or something. Be a blessing to one another. Be caring to one another. Love is power. I'm signing off now. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Till next time on the Love Truth Show. Tomorrow morning, or every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, I have the 7 o'clock for 15 minutes. I do prayer for the children going off to school. And every Monday, most Mondays at 1. I won't say every Monday because sometimes I haven't been doing a couple of Mondays in a row. But Mondays is my 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm doing the Love Truth Show. That's a half an hour show. And right now we're dealing with the topic of wisdom. Again, check me out at www.lovetruthministry.com. Put http://, and you can get to me and learn more about me. Again, have a blessed day. Love you in Jesus' name. If you had not given your heart to Jesus, this is the perfect time to do so. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But once you hear saying, you always understand, no matter what you're going through. In this life, we will go through situations, but we can do it much better when we have Jesus. So just hold on to his everlasting arm. Call his name. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. If you're already redeemed, called by the blood of Jesus, just rejoice in it and let somebody else know that you know Jesus. Have a wonderful day, everyone. A wonderful day.